my elders and sisters, salamu alaikum. Sayyidatun Nisa Fatima salamu alaikum. As-Siddiqa, al-Mubaraka, al-Tahira, al-Zakiya, al-Radiya, al-Mardiya, al-Muhaddatha, and al-Zahira. All these titles are yet not enough to describe the best woman on the face of the earth. Bibi Fatima salamu alayhi, daughter of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Bibi Khadija salamu alayhi, was born on Friday 20th Jumad al-Thani in Makkah. She was their only beloved daughter, and they showered all their love and blessings upon her. At an early age, Bibi Khadija salamu alayhi left this world, leaving Bibi Fatima and the Holy Prophet. Ever since then, she had the life of an exemplary daughter, an ideal mother, and a wonderful wife to a most wonderful Imam Ali al-Islam as an inspiration to all of womankind. Let me begin by elaborating on her role as a daughter. Bibi Fatima was given the title Umme Abiha for a special reason, Umme Abiha meaning mother of her father. When the Meccans had deserted him, Bibi Fatima was always at the side of her father, cleaning away the dust and dirt of suffering and hardship from the pure heart of her father. She performed all the duties of not only a daughter, but also a mother at such a young age. In return, the Prophet had said, Fatima bizzadu minni, which means Fatima is a part of me. Whatever hurts her, hurts me. And whoever hurts me, hurts Allah exalted be His majesty. The Prophet said further, Allah becomes wrathful for Fatima's anger and is pleased at her pleasure. This shows the support and strength that Bibi Fatima was for the Holy Prophet. The Holy Prophet has also said, Fatima is a piece of my heart. Every morning on his way to the mosque, he would pass by Fatima's house and say, As-salamu alaykum ya ahl al-bayt al-nubuwa wa mahalu ya risala, which means, peace be upon you, O peace be on you, O the household of the Prophethood and the treasure of the message of messengership. This is also proven through Ayat 61 of Surah Ali Imran in your event of Mubarakah that Bibi Fatima and her husband and her sons are the only members of the messenger's family. Now we should ask ourselves, as daughters, is Bibi Zaida our role model? Our role is to follow the advice of our parents, give them the first priority, and listen to what they have to say, because they only think we're our best. This is shown from the actions and personalities of Bibi Fatima, a tremendous personality from whom we can learn. Do we completely fulfill the role of being a daughter as good as Bibi Fatima was? After arriving in Medina, Bibi Fatima was married to Imam Ali al-Islam and she gave birth to 3 sons and 2 daughters. She was overpleased to accept him as her husband and with pleasure performed all the duties of an ideal wife. She never demanded anything of material value from Imam Ali al-Islam. She would feel honored to do all the housework with her own hands. Bibi Fatima was a model of a wife, and it is the duty for every woman to follow her as their role model and support their husbands without demanding things without necessity. We all know the children of the pious household are Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Bibi Umme Kulthum salam alayhi, and Bibi Zainab salam alayhi. They are well known for their piety, goodness, and generosity. Their characters are a reflection of the upbringing of their mother and father. As a mother, she cared for and brought up her wonderful children who have left such marks on the face of the world which will never fade through time. We all know that the Prophet of Allah has said that Hassan al-Islam and Hussein al-Islam are the leaders of the youth of paradise and their parents are higher in rank. The reason for this hadith is because of their mother's perfect upbringing. We can also see this through the events of Karbala, the faithfulness of Allah to Imam Hassan, of Imam Hussein, Bibi Zainab, and Bibi Umme Kulthum, because Bibi Fatima had taught her children the exemplary principles of Islam from the early childhood. We keep our children off Islamic education thinking they're too young. Bibi Fatima never stepped out of the four walls of her home, yet using few materialistic resources, she was able to teach her children the true Islam. We have so many resources and facilities to help our children learn Islam. Yet, we are not able to open their eyes as to what is our duty as true Muslims. Seeing ourselves as humble maids of Bibi Fatima, we should follow her footsteps and live by Islam and also bring our children up on Islamic principles. Bibi Fatima is also a role model to all of womankind. All women can learn from the perfect character of Bibi Fatima. She is the ideal woman, the perfect daughter, wife, and also mother. A fine example of her generosity is that when a beggar lady came to her house and she ended up giving her wedding suit and keeping the older one for herself. To recognize her greatness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed 30 ayahs of Surah Al-Ahzab for her household. We should question ourselves, how willingly do we donate and pledge in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He has given us so much, yet we give so little in return. Do we honestly pay clones, which is the right of Bibi Fatima? We treat servants with disrespect and dump our dirt on their hands, whereas Bibi Fatma would share the house with her, would share the house with her servant Bibi Fiza. We should learn from this example and apply it to our lives as the true followers of Bibi Fatma. These hadiths are not just historical records. There's something for us to learn from. I leave you here today to think upon our characters in comparison to that of Bibi Fatma. I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us all the feet to follow in the footprints of the Lady of Light, Bibi Fatma.